Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Pentagon is reporting another object has been shot down. A fourth flying object was brought down Sunday afternoon at 20,000 feet above Lake Huron in the Great Lakes east of Michigan. It was the fourth flying object to be shot down over North America by a U.S. missile in little more than a week. China's foreign ministry said it had no information on the last three flying objects shot down. Democrat Florida Representative Jared Moskowitz says he wants a little bit more than lip service from the White House.
I don't believe they can just kind of just continue to do this or try to you know, push this underneath the rug that, you know, we shot four things out of the sky over the last couple of days. Nothing to be concerned about.
Turkey vowed on Sunday to investigate thoroughly anyone suspected of not following building codes after the collapse of roughly 25,000 buildings in the country's devastating earthquakes nearly 1 week ago revealed codes may not have been followed. Opposition parties have accused President Erdogan's government of not enforcing building regulations and of misspending special taxes gathered after the last major earthquake in 1999. Rihanna's halftime show at the Super Bowl is getting good reviews.
The nation is buzzing after Rihanna's performance during halftime at Super Bowl 57 in Arizona. She took the stage Sunday for her first live performance in 5 years. Rihanna came out floating above the field on the suspended platform while she sang some of her greatest hits like Wild Thoughts, Work, and Diamonds. The Grammy Award-winning artist was also surrounded by an enormous crew of backup dancers who were decked out in white puffer tracksuits. Her performance also stirred up rumors that she was pregnant with her second child, which was later confirmed by her reps. The Kansas City Chiefs went on to beat the Philadelphia Eagles 38-35 to claim the title. I'm Julio Flores.
This is USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As inflation continues to hurt the American people, the Biden administration has started approving states' requests to use Medicaid to pay for groceries, saying food as medicine programs can lead to broad health benefits and trim costs. The White House is claiming that addressing food insecurity can improve health as well as deliver savings by reducing medical visits. China continues to bully nations around the world. The Philippines on Monday accused a Chinese Coast Guard ship of hitting a Philippine Coast Guard vessel with a military-grade laser, temporarily blinding some of its crew in the disputed South China Sea. The County Sheriff's Department in Southern California has given an update on its search for British actor Julian Sands a month after he was reported missing in the Mount Baldy region of the San Gabriel Mountains. Regarding the search for Julian Sands, we remain hopeful, but we know the outcome may not be what we would like. Sands has been missing since January 13th. The death toll continues to rise from last week's earthquake in the Middle East.
More than 34,000 people were killed in what's being called the worst quake to hit the Turkey-Syria border in a century. The Syria Civil Defense Volunteer Organization called White Helmets concluded its rescue operations in the rebel-controlled northwest region of the country. An Israeli search and rescue group left Turkey due to what it's calling a significant security threat. But rescue efforts have also produced some success, such as a 10-year-old girl being saved after 147 hours trapped under rubble. I'm Jerry Barmash.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. We've got Grover Norquist joining us, Americans for Tax Reform President. Grover, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Always. Well, Joe Biden, the kidder that he is, boy, he now says those documents, he refers to them, they're stray papers, Grover. Why are you, they're just stray papers. And, you know, it's those aides that you gave me, it's their fault. They're the ones that packed up the White House, so why are you looking at me, right?
Well, this isn't exactly what you expect from a leader. It's right. Not what you expect from a grown-up. It's what you expect from 12-year-olds when they're trying to explain away, you know, why something went wrong, why they didn't do what they knew they were supposed to do.
Well, Hunter Biden has trained him well, right? I mean, he's following the page of his son, to your point.
Yes, it does make you wonder, yes. I thought this was the way the whole speech went, the whole State of the Union speech. It is entitled a State of the Union speech. How's the country doing?
Right.
He didn't tell us about that. The average American watching their life savings drift down 10, 11, 15% because he's done so much damage to businesses. And then he thinks that you don't mind because you're not General Motors. Well, in your stock portfolio with your 401k, your IRA, your union pension, what the value in there are shares of stock.
Exactly.
These are the companies Biden brags about stealing their money. As if it was free, but it comes out of your retirement. So he didn't talk to us about the state of the nation where Americans facing retirement are poorer than they once were, meaning when Biden, before Biden got elected,
yeah.
With inflation, you know, he goes, oh, it's down to this percent rather than that percent. It's getting worse, okay? Mm-hmm. Inflation is the rate at which things are getting worse. It's getting worse a little more slowly, but the inflation rate is higher than most people's pay increases. So you're making, I'm making, most people are making less money in real dollars because Biden than before Biden.
Yeah.
So he didn't even have the decency to talk to us about the problems he created. I understand he might want to lie and say Putin did it or somebody.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But he could at least acknowledge the suffering and the damage, the high price of energy because he tears up pipelines that were being built and tells thousands of people you don't have a job anymore because I'm having fun doing something and raises the price of energy in the United States. Russia was felt free to invade Ukraine because the United States had so weakened its own position that they didn't think we'd be able to supply the natural gas to the Eastern Europe, to Western Europe, to allow it to oppose the Russians and live even if they cut off their supply of energy. This weak energy, high expensive energy, not looking for energy in the United States, people are dead in Ukraine because Biden did that.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, and the thing is that not only have we lost money, as you say, our portfolios have gone down dramatically, as if that's not bad enough. Then we go to the store to buy the goods that we need, and that has gone up. And it's unbelievable how, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean we're hit from both sides, and the president is so disingenuous that he can't even tell us the truth of the matter, and so he obfuscates reality. And it's amazing to me, Grover, that his disapproval ratings are still relatively high for the damage that he's done.
Well, there are a certain percentage of the population that just says he's a Democrat. I'm a Democrat. Before him. There's a certain percentage of the population who watches the nightly news on ABC, CBS, NBC, and they tell the same fibs that Biden does.
Right.
They use the same data, which only tells a piece of the story deliberately, that Biden puts out. They're not journalists. They're courtiers. They're the kings in Versailles, and their job is to tell the king how wonderful he is and tell the peasants how wonderful it is that the king is being so frugal. Because as long as they tell the peasants that the king is being frugal, they get to stay in the nice apartments.
Exactly. And meanwhile, we're the ones that are stuck with this and wondering, okay, how much longer? I mean, can we handle? What are we going to do for the next 2 years? Because he's not backing off. I mean, if anything, at the State of the Union, opposite of what Bill Clinton realized, that the era of big government was over, Joe Biden says the era of big government is still here. And let me prove it to you. Here's all these great things supposedly that we're going to invest in. And don't worry, those big corporate greedy guys are going to pay for it, which is so absurd, because are the people that stupid, Grover, that they don't realize that these big corporations, all they do is they pass on the cost to us? It's not like it comes out of their pocket, right? It comes out of our pocket.
No, economists have known this for a long time. Politicians, economists don't like the corporate tax because it's very damaging to economic growth. The tax is exactly the piece of the economy that's growing and improving things and innovating and moving America, keeping America number one. But Biden and other politicians like it because it hides who's paying the bill.
Yes.
Now, General Motors, when you tax General, you take $1 million from General Motors. Well, where does General Motors get that? $1 million. It doesn't have money. General Motors isn't a person. General Motors is a legal fiction. But General Motors, if they need $1 billion, Uncle Sam wants it, Joe Biden wants it, $1 billion from you. Well, we'll raise prices. We'll get some of it. Okay. But you can only do so much raising prices because you have competitors overseas who aren't living under Biden's taxes. Mm-hmm. And therefore, they can undercut, the Chinese can sell cars cheaper than we can because General Motors is being taxed by Biden.
Exactly.
By China.
Mm-hmm.
That 1% buyback tax that Biden has, and he wants to take it to four times as much after only 39 days of being in office. He's decided 39 days of tax took effect. Oh, got to take it up higher. You know what? China doesn't have one of those. China's not stupid enough to pretend that if you take 1% of when people invest in their own company, that as if there's something wrong with that. It's a good sign when a company wants to invest in itself to create more wealth and opportunity and jobs and buildings and factories and so on. That's good. That's not bad. That's good. That's not bad. And China goes, that would be stupid. And Biden mm-hmm. goes, that sounds like a good idea. So he's damaging us as we compete with China, which is hostile to us, and as we compete with Europe, which, they've really hurt themselves over the years doing all the things Biden now trying to impose on us. And they would really like Biden to finish off the job and make us as uncompetitive as France and some of the other European countries mm-hmm. are. And Biden is, Biden, when you ask him, sometimes he says, well, we should have this government program because Europe does. When I was a kid, all my competitors in school wanted the Soviet Union to run America.
Right.
I had some very hard left people. They really wanted us to be East Germany, sort of occupied and told what to do by Russia. The left doesn't want that anymore. They want to make us France. Yeah. They want to make us lazy and slow and no better or different than any other country. They don't want all the innovation taking place in America. They don't like innovation. There's that wonderful quote from the businessman that science moves 10 times faster than business, and business moves 10 times faster than government, and we let the idiot government set the rules.
Yeah, go figure, right? This is unbelievable. It's like they want to enter into the age of mediocrity, and I'll tell you, that is just like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction for me. Grover Norquist is with us. We'll continue after this.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Every day we invest in what matters to us. Coffee to a stick of gum, Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime. They bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save. The Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. Here's author, speaker, and entrepreneur Scott Powell on what we can do about it.
Implore them to listen to the Bill Martinez Show. Bill is a truth teller. Bill brings light and truth and joy into people's lives.
Let's bring reason back to the public square. Your one-time gift of just $100 underwrites a half hour of the Bill Martinez Show. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of the Bill Martinez Show would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. Make your tax-free donation right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
I'll tell you, there's no one comes closer to Grover Norquist when it comes to reforming tax. He has been the leader. He has brought it front and center. Decades of passion on behalf of we the people, and we're grateful to have Grover with us now. He's the Americans for Tax Reform president. Grover, real quick before we talk about what's happening with our 401k plans and 15 million Americans, savings for their college, for kids for college. I did want to get your read on this balloon, which the Biden administration wants to make it go away and make it seem like it's a nothing burger. But I think the ramifications of this balloon floating over the United States, possibly spying, possibly a dry run of something that could happen down the road, is much more pernicious than I think we're really considering here. What do you think?
Well, here you have the United States was going to have a meeting with the dictator of China. The Secretary of State was going to go over and meet with them. And prior to that, China, as a provocation, sent this over. They knew that that the government would know about it. They didn't realize people in Montana could think about right. Montana. And evidently, in the past, they've gotten away with this. And they thought, and they believed that Biden would swallow it and just, let them do it, and that would become the new normal because they wouldn't want to cancel the meeting. The Soviet Union used to do this. We'd have a big meeting with the Soviet Union coming up, and then they'd poke us. And in order to show that we really wanted peace and we really wanted to talk to them, we'd let pass the atrocity that they were putting forward. And Biden was planning on telling the Chinese, or was telling Chinese, we don't care, we're not going to do anything about it. When the American people found out about it, like finding out about the FBI censoring stuff on Twitter and Facebook and so on, Biden didn't expose this stuff. It got exposed, and Biden wanted to keep it a secret.
Right.
And then he said, oh, now I'm the tough guy. I'll shoot it down. And maybe shooting it down was the right thing to do. Maybe it wasn't. But he had to shoot it down because he lied to people about it.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you like that? Who was he keeping a secret from? The Chinese knew it was there.
Right.
Are you lying? I understand sometimes you have a secret because you don't want China to know, but you also don't want Fred in New York to know. But this one, China knew. There was the only people they were lying to, the only people Biden was lying to, was the American people.
Exactly. Once again, this is what he does. He does it quite frequently. As Billy Graham said, not when he touches his ear or it touches his hair, it's when his lips move. That's when he lies.
And you saw what happened. Biden did this when he pulled out of Afghanistan the way he did. Maybe that's why the Russians decided they could feel very comfortable invading Ukraine, knowing how weak Biden was.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to talk about the president's response. Speaking of which, this has been an incredible year, a very painful year, 2022, under Biden's America. And, and what is Joe Biden? How's he responding to union pensioners, parents, and retirees who are trying to dig out of this rubble of 2022 that has been produced by the Democrats and Joe Biden?
Well, what he told us in the State of the State was that he doesn't know and he doesn't care. And that what he's done, he'll probably tell you he doesn't understand, but mm-hmm. people around him have told him, other prominent Democrats have said, if you print money, you'll have inflation, and people's paychecks will be worth less than before. So he made Americans poorer because they didn't get a pay increase with higher interest rates, interest rates as well, but higher inflation. You may get a 4% raise, but inflation was 5% and 6%.
Exactly. Right.
So you're actually poorer today than you were in terms of your paycheck than on the day that Biden walked into the White House. And if you're one of the 60% of Americans with a 401k or an IRA or somebody with a union pension, your pension is worth less than it used to be because Biden's been taxing the very companies that you invest in for your future. So when he taxed big oil, that money comes out of your retirement pay. It comes out of the value of ExxonMobil or one of these other companies, which is one of the stocks that's in your stock portfolio because that's what the union you work for or your 401k or your IRA put together. And Biden is making your retirement worth left, and he didn't have the decency to apologize to the American people or even acknowledge it. What if he, you know, maybe he wants to blame Putin or France or somebody for his mistakes? But he should at least acknowledge the pain people are going through because of his policies.
Yeah, but what he does is he deflects it and says, well, you know, these money-grubbing corporate people, look at all these big profits that they're reporting and everything like that. But, boy, we're going to get to them. Well, wait a minute, you know, and it sounds good on the surface, but you got to realize what getting back to them means. And it exactly means what you just laid out, is that corporations are not in the business to lose money. You know, those losses are going to get passed on to their stockholders and everybody else. The corporation is not going to take the hit. It's absolutely disingenuous. It's a big fat lie that the president continues to, you know, perpetrate and thrust upon the American people. And the American people have got to wise up, because the bottom line is the bottom line, like you said, Grover.
Well, it's going to get worse because the Democrats are flailing. They realize that they're losing control of the country. For 62 years, they held Congress. The Republicans only won Congress for 4 years between 1932 and 1994, 62 years. The Democrats basically had a one-party state in America. The president veto things and start wars, but they can't pass laws and they can't pass taxes or tax cuts or new programs. It's Congress that does it. Well, they lost control of Congress in 1994, and instead of having it, you know, most of the time, the Republicans have won Congress for 60% of the time since 1994, when they announced we're never raising taxes. They all took the taxpayer protection pledge, and Americans knew that they could vote for a Republican, and the one thing they wouldn't do is raise taxes. And that was good for winning more than half the time. Right. Then in 2010 and 2014, the Republicans swept the state legislatures, houses and senates and governorships, and have had more of the governorships and state legislators than before. They had been Democrat territory. And now they're competing, the Republicans are competing for school boards, because the Democrats have come up with new atrocities to lose votes with, and even local government. So they've got to create some structure which can keep them in power, and that's why they want to subsidize clean energy industries. They like businesses that kick back money to Washington or to Washington politicians. And that's why they like something like wind power and solar power, because they don't work without subsidies.
Yes.
And if you don't function without subsidies, you have to pay off the politicians to keep the subsidies going, and you can do it. It can be a legal payoff. I contribute to your campaign, or it can be an illegal campaign. I contribute to your son, and then he can rent from you. So that level of cash, they need that in order to not lose power in the country. Why do you think the Democrats have to keep changing the name? We're Democrats, we're liberals, no, we're progressives, no, we're back to liberals again, no, we're back to progressives again. They have to keep changing the name because people don't want to buy what's on the label.
Exactly.
People run that group, no labels. They want everybody to be, it's run by Democrats who don't want labels. Because when the label Democrats has damaged the label Democrat, they don't want labels for people who run for mayor or school board. I do. I want everybody who runs for school board to stand up as a Republican or Democrat.
Exactly.
And Republicans would have at least half of the school boards, and you'd have better schools.
Well, and it's kind of like what Huckabee Sanders put it.
Yeah.
You know, the situation, it's either normal or crazy, right? I mean, this is what it's come down to. And I thought it was pretty bold. Yeah, I think it was pretty bold what she said, and maybe it might be an encouragement to other conservatives to realize we don't have to apologize for being conservative. We've got a track record and a history, you know, like you do, Grover. I mean, you do the common sense things, and, you know, people benefit, and they're better as a result of doing these common sense things that are, you know, they're in the best interest of we the people, right? We got 20 seconds left.
You're right. We've got to keep going. We need to make sure that we start reducing taxes and spending, not the other way around.
Amen. Grover Norquist, he is the Americans for Tax Reform president. It's always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you, Grover.
Thanks, Bill.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA News Update. The Pentagon is reporting another object has been shot down. A fourth flying object was brought down Sunday afternoon at 20,000 feet above Lake Huron. China's foreign ministry said it had no information on the last three flying objects shot down. Democrat Florida Representative Jared Moskowitz says he wants a little bit more than lip service from the White House.
I don't believe they can just kind of just continue to do this or try to, you know, push this underneath the rug that, you know, we shot four things out of the sky over the last couple of days. Nothing to be concerned about.
China continues to bully nations of the world. The Philippines on Monday accused China Coast Guard of hitting a Philippine Coast Guard vessel with a military grade laser and temporarily blinding some of its crew in the disputed South China Sea. Kansas City beat Philadelphia in Sunday's Super Bowl game 38-35. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you here. By the way, just sidebar here. I cannot thank you enough for your support of this radio show. This is a unique radio show, as you know. This is why you listen, because we offer up something that most radio shows of this nature do not operate, and that is the liberty to be able to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. No question that we've been propagandized, and whatever media is out there is being controlled by outside forces that only want you to know what they want you to know. Okay? It's not about having the freedom and the full exercise of our First Amendment right to ask questions, to pursue the truth. Let's face it, it's clear that the progressive march through our institutions has really gotten a firm hold over all these institutions in such a way that you are dictated as to what you can believe. Fortunately, I'm grateful to GCN, CRN, Red State Alert Radio as well, who carry this show. Also Black and White that carries this show as well. Independent Minded that support our efforts to make sure the truth gets out there no matter where it leads. I appreciate your donations. And to that end, feel free, if you have not, to participate and support the pursuit of truth from a biblical worldview. Go to our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Hit the donate button. And thank you, you know, for whatever you can donate to further the cause and support the cause of freedom and liberty
and this ability to exercise our First Amendment right here. So, again, thank you for participating. Neil Mammon is joining us now. It's good to be connecting with him. He's the Executive Vice President and Founder of Every Black Life Matters, President of Values Advocacy Council as well. Neil, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, I want to get your perspective. First of all, we've had a couple of cultural exposés and demonstrations that are that have hit our TV, whether it's the Grammys or even the Super Bowl. What are we being told about our culture through the entertainment elements that are being thrust upon us?
Well, I mean, you have to understand that the entertainment is such a grand influencer of the culture that the entertainment can decide the politics of the next generation, right?
Right.
So we must realize that that is a very powerful force. And so the left has realized that for years. And right now what they're telling us, obviously, is that Satanism is okay being satanic. You know, for years they're like, oh, there is no Satan, there is no God, there is none of this. Mm-hmm. And now it's all in the open, and it's almost like a worship Satan kind of motto that they're putting out. And years ago, people would have never dared to show this on public TV.
Exactly.
Or, you know, to never dare to have this out there. But now, of course, it's all in the open because nobody's making a fuss, at least not enough people, the right kind of making a fuss of it. And I think the Christians need to take action and boycott these things in mass quantities, and people will pay attention. We've talked about that before. It hasn't really worked, though. So The question is, how do we get around that? But I think it has great value if we step up and start taking responsibility for this.
Well, part of the problem we have in the Christian world is it's bifurcated in and of itself. I mean, look at all these, I've always maintained that Jesus Christ didn't go to the cross to set up denominations. And it's okay to have a different perspective, but at the end of the day, where are the key principles? I say the first principles. Where do you stand on those? And the church can't even agree to go and vote in mass. You know, only 50% will actually register to vote, and half of them will actually go out to vote because they're under this delusion that somehow that we're not supposed to. The faithful are not supposed to have anything with to do with politics. But Jesus never said that, did he?
No, in fact, Jesus was very involved in politics. And as a quick example of that, you say, well, did Jesus have a political role in his in his world, did he talk to his politicians? And the answer is 100% yes. In fact, yes. Who else did he talk to? Who were his politicians, his senators, and his representatives? Well, they were the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the guys he was talking to all the time. In fact, they were the ones who made the law. They were the ones he was arguing. They were the ones that he called snakes and vipers and empty pits pits of graves and putrid rotten graves and things. And he said, who will save you from hell? He was talking to them all the time, but Christians have forgotten that they are part of the culture and they are part of the world and that laws have a huge impact. Your culture impacts laws and then laws impact culture.
Right.
We've forgotten that. And I think we need to understand that. But one of the ways that we fight back against it is that we gather together. And I just wanted to mention something today. A few weeks ago, one of the people in our church found out that a local school here in Idaho was going to have they're going to pass a transgender policy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we said, oh, well, we got to call people. So we used the VAC and a number of churches who weren't afraid of politics. We sent out the word, and we had almost 900 920 or more people. Mm-hmm. I counted 920, but people said, a lot of people said there were more because people had left by the time I started counting because there was no space there. I mean, it only fit 90 people, and we had 910 people.
Oh, 920 wow.
People. So,
yeah.
So and then the school board shut down the meeting because they didn't realize that we were the Christians who were going to go on up, show up in force. And then we told everybody that if they passed that, we were going to sue them. And so we worked with the Pacific Justice Institute, and we sent out a statement saying, the minute you pass this law, we're coming after you. We're going to sue you. And we've got a few plaintiffs already ready to sue them. And they still are going to go ahead with it. So today we're going to show up again. And this time we think there'll be a lot more. Because this time we know we're not going to get in to talk to them. We're just going to have a party outside. So we're bringing worship bands. We're bringing hot chocolate. It's cold out here in Idaho at this time of the year. We're expecting at least another 1,000 people, and we're going to show them that we're not afraid of getting out there. We're going to be there. And this is the kind of thing that makes a difference, because a lot of schools have now sent out policy changes. Three of them changed their policy overnight.
Exactly. you see, the thing is, this is how you put feet to your action. I mean, you can talk about it or you can do something about it. So this is doing something about it. But again, before you get there, let's go back to what we were talking about fundamentally. And that is first principle. The first principle, and what Jesus was challenging the leadership, the political leadership at the time, it had everything to do, which was antithetical to freedom and liberty that God had given his creation, right? Because now we're going to bind them up with all these rules and regulations and everything and make them less free. Have them focusing more on the rules and regulations than Almighty God himself, right? It's a distraction.
Yes. In fact, Jesus said, you've forgotten the real intent of the law. He said, you've forgotten the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. He said, actually, go back to the original intent of the law. He was an originalist, right? He said, you've got to go back to the original meaning, the original intent of the law, and you twisted it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the original intent was so that you'd be free. That's why Jesus came to free us, right? And so what do we do? It's quite telling that the natural inclination of man in its, its adjusted nature here on this earth is to be held captive. It's amazing how we will yield to that. And Jesus came to set us free. And when we forget what the original intent is, we will go by instinct and by emotion and end up being trapped all over again.
This is exactly right. I mean, you've hit the nail on the head here. I mean, if you look back to the Tower of Babel, right, nobody wanted to leave. God had to force them to leave. If you look back to our history, every time the kings have gathered, they've gathered hundreds and thousands of people amongst them to go out, kill other people and enslave other people. And this mentality of humanity, and now we're seeing that through the Great Reset and the New World Order kind of things and all the global, if you look at the Council for Foreign Relations and all those sorts of things, the World Economic Forum, it's all about controlling that. I mean,
that's right.
They've gotten into this, and a lot of people, and in fact, global warming, that's exactly what that is. How do we control people, and how do we come up with a skin of a reason to start to control COVID, right?
Right.
You see this
over and again, who's the object of glorification?
Man.
If it's Almighty God, different story. If it's man, you got Al Gore and Theda Thunberg, right? Okay, we've got to go to break. More from Neil Mammon after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you along with Neil Mammon. Neil is the author of Jesus Was, Is Involved in Politics, the executive vice president, founder of Every Black Life Matters, and president of Values Advocacy Council. Neil, your latest commentary on wokeism, the new civil religion. I mean, it's just amazing. From day one, since the fall of the garden, man keeps trying to create its own form of religion. Why?
Well, because everybody wants to serve somebody. Everyone, you know, the old Dylan song, you know, we all
yes,
want to
right.
serve somebody.
Yeah.
You know, we all want to serve someone. So the question is, we don't really want to serve God. We want to serve ourselves. And as a result of wanting to serve ourselves, we end up serving Satan, right? We end up serving the evil one because he's the embodiment of all our evil desires. And so we end up being, being a slave to him. And mankind is trained to want to be led. You know, we're not trained. We're designed to want to be led because
in our
desire is our desire for God to lead us. But we try to replace that. You know, everybody has a God-shaped hole in their heart. We're just busy filling it with a lot of times with things that are going to destroy us. And until we find God, we're going to keep searching. We're going to keep wanting. We're going to not know what we want. And then, sadly, a lot of atheists have found they know that it's God that they need, but they're darned, you know, I should say they're damned if they will, right? Because they hate the God they do not believe in.
Well, they don't want accountability. We all want it our way. We're narcissistic. In our fallen nature, this is the deal. And as you said, on one hand, we're wired to worship, but who and what are we going to worship? And we get back to we can worship the true, legitimate God of the universe, God Almighty, or we fall victim to the counterfeit. And, you know, we were saying this earlier, you know, bank tellers, when they are studying, you know, the art of counterfeit, in what they do is they study the legitimate. And so we should learn from bank tellers that we need to study the legitimate. to understand what the truth is so that we don't fall victim to wokeism and whatever, you know, iteration of religion that comes along the way that wants to capture us, because that's what happens. It's like, you know, you're going to be captured. Okay, do you want to be captured by God and all the promises that God gives you? And last time I checked, Neil, of all these gods that have come along, he's the only God that can sustain and fulfill his promise time and again. I mean, he shows us in his word, and we call it Bible prophecy. What other,
yep,
what other religious leader, what other God has said, hey, this is what's going to happen, and it happens? The fact that God, you know, puts out there that and prophesies, if we can put it in these terms, and says this is what's going to happen, and it happens, it validates his position as the creator, as God Almighty, versus these other, you know, would-be leaders of various religions and that. Where have they put themselves on the line to predict that something would happen? And if some even, you know, try to do so, we find out very quickly in a matter of time that they are what we would identify as a false prophet, right?
Well, yeah, and we were supposed to stone false prophets. But more than that, I think that Christianity is also, I teach something called apologetics on my website, noblindfaith.com. Mm-hmm. Which is a different website, noblindfaith.com. VAC.org, you can go there to find out more about our organization, about my book and everything. But as I teach in apologetics, there are no other religions where God can be proven using science and logic and reason and history and archaeology. It's only in Christianity that you can prove that. So if you want a religion of logic and reason, it's Christianity, you know, it's the Judeo-Christian faith. That if you want a Bible that can be proven archaeologically and historically, that's got to be the Christian Bible, right? Or the Old Testament, mm-hmm, and the New Testament. And so we go through this and we understand that a lot of times people don't want to believe the truth, as you mentioned. They don't want to believe the truth because of the consequences of the truth. And I have a saying, I said, don't let the consequences of your logic force you to abandon that logic. You know, don't let the fact that, yes, there is a God and you're morally responsible to him force you to abandon the fact that you can plainly prove using science that a God exists, that something has to exist, right? And we talk about this in apologetics on my website. So, yes, you're absolutely right. And the problem is that people realize that and don't want it. And these are the kind of people that we know we're going to have the hardest time changing the hearts, and we have to pray that God changes the hearts.
Right.
A lot of people also just... because today we've abandoned logic, we've abandoned reason, and so a lot of people are now jumping on the I feel it. I mean, if you look at the last 40 years or 20, 30 years of Disney movies and movies, it's like, it depends on how strongly you believe something that makes it true. Today with the whole transgender movement, it doesn't have to do with anything with science. It doesn't have to do with anything about your DNA. It's how you feel. I feel I was born in the wrong body. You know, so they don't care about any of the reason, the logic, the science, you know, the whole thing about follow the science. Yes, follow the science, and you'll realize that you're not a woman, you're a man, right?
Exactly.
They don't want to do that because they want to jump into their own belief systems. And here's what happens, here's what's sad about this, is once they follow this, we don't believe in reason or science, we just believe in feelings, then it's not... How do you argue against feelings? No, you don't feel that way. Well, they do feel that way. How do you argue against? There is no way to argue against that. And the sad thing is we know over and over again that we don't let little kids go by their feelings. Kids want, they feel like they want to eat candy every day. They want to eat candy for dinner.
Right.
They want to stay up late. They want to do this. We spend our lives with our little kids or their early lives trying to teach them to abandon their feelings. Oh, you feel you should have that toy. No, you can't hit your brother. Oh, you feel that you don't want to play. Well, you can't fight with somebody else. You know, we train them against that. And now culture is going away from that. And the sadness is it will destroy their lives far quicker than it will destroy our lives. But, of course, it will destroy our lives if we don't stand up. And I believe that we need to get together. We need to gather. We need to fight.
Well, we got to call it out. I mean, you know, I keep referencing, the post speech of the State of the Union that came from the governor of Arkansas, you know, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And really, you know, when she said, look, at, you know, you've got to identify what it is. You know, the Democratic Party is offering you an agenda of craziness versus normal. And I think that her pointing that out is opening up the door for people to realize, that's right, it is crazy. And that's right, it's okay. I mean, it is normal for a boy and a girl. It is crazy that you have a Supreme Court judge that doesn't want to identify or define what a woman is. That's crazy, right? And the thing is that we can't lose grip of that, because here it is. You've got a very small minority of people that want to drive a wedge based on feelings, just like you said. You know, little kids want to have candy all the time for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Well, we know that's not in their best interest. So, you know, because they feel like that's what they feel like having. Well, you know, that's not the way things work for everybody's best interest, as you pointed out. Go ahead.
And what's sad about this is that they're lying. We know they're lying. They know that we know they're lying. Right? But they're still lying.
That's right. Yes.
And, yeah. But there are a group of people, there are a bunch of people that actually buy into that. You know, because that lady would never have said, I don't know what a woman is, you know, 5 years ago. It's because she's afraid of the collective. You know, oh, if I say the wrong thing, I'm going to be destroyed. Even the left will come against me. But the left knows what a woman is, right? You know, it's funny.
And here she is in a position, here she comes in as a position as a Supreme Court justice that's supposed to call ball and strikes, and she's afraid of the collective, so she's already disqualified herself by making it evident that she's prejudiced.
Absolutely, right? Absolutely. And in case your listeners don't know, I'm sure they do because they're educated, that the judges are not supposed to make law. They're only supposed to interpret the law. And the law needs to be interpreted according to the original intent of the people who wrote it. Why? Because otherwise the law has no meaning. You know, it's like if I have a contract with you and we go to a judge and the judge says, I don't care what your contract with each other meant. I feel like in Saudi Arabia, they look at these contracts this way. So I'm going to interpret your contract as though it was written in Saudi Arabia. Like, it's not a Saudi Arabian contract. It's not even your contract, judge. It's our contract.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, you know, and here we are, like one of the things that you talk about, Neil, is that, you know, the average American has become clueless. And we do this at our own demise and loss of freedom, don't we?
Yeah. I have to say, though, we do this because a lot of us think, oh, somebody else will go fight that battle. Or, you know, this is not my battle. And I know a lot of times it's like, I feel helpless. I don't know what to do to fight this battle. And this is what I should tell all your listeners. If you see something where you feel helpless about, but you know it's being done, there are people who are fighting that battle. Go online, you know, go to freespoke.com instead of Google and look up and look for people who are fighting that battle and then help them. Right? Because you may not be able to do it individually. Like this thing in Caldwell, if I had gone in Caldwell to Caldwell, Idaho alone, nothing would have happened. The fact that 1,000 of us showed up, even the attorney general is like, hey, I got to pay attention. And the fact that we threatened to sue all of them, I have a new saying, it's too early, too often. So we're going to sue all the school boards that pass this policy. We're going to sue everybody because this policy violates individual rights. It violates a lot of things. It violates the privacy rights, right?
We can learn from the serpents. I mean, the Democrats have been doing this all along, right?
Oh, absolutely. They're the king of that.
Why not?
Look at anybody with the environmental movement.
Neil Mammon, got to leave it there. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach